Unit 8. Curriculum Extra. Exercise 2. The Code of Hammurabi.
The Code of Hammurabi is an ancient collection of laws that was created by King Hammurabi of Babylon in the Middle East. King Hammurabi ruled between 1792 and 1750 BC. He believed that his code of laws was given to him by the gods, and he said that he wanted justice for everyone. The laws are written on a tall block of stone that is now in the Louvre Museum in Paris, but many smaller copies have been found in different parts of the Middle East. The 282 laws in the Code of Hammurabi give examples of criminal and civil cases and punishments. Many of the laws seem cruel to us today. For example, if anybody commits a robbery and is caught, he shall be put to death. However, other laws protect the weak. For example, the code includes minimum wages for some workers and gives some rights to women. Not everybody was equal, though. The punishment for violence depended on who the victim was. If a man broke the bone of somebody who was his equal, then his own bone would be broken. But if he broke the bone of a slave, then he only had to pay a fine. Although the Code of Hammurabi is no longer relevant to us today, some of the ideas are still important in a modern court of law. Innocent until proven guilty. In Hammurabi's code, the accuser must prove that the person is guilty. If not, the accuser might suffer the punishment himself. Evidence. Hammurabi's code says that evidence must be provided in a trial. Lack of corruption. Hammurabi describes the punishment for corrupt judges. Judges who made mistakes could lose their jobs. The principle of a fair trial is still with us today.